So I'm sorry, like I apologize like in advance if I'm like a bit, my voice is a bit low or like I'm not so audible. It's because it's currently 3:07 a.m. on Saturday the 30th of July, and this is an impromptu episode. I haven't recorded anything since this month began, I think. And I've, like, okay, I just want to completely be honest, like, just lay it all bare on this episode. I feel like that's why I have no script, no nothing. I'm just, like, I was working on something and then all of a sudden my system started updating and so I'm just here, like, waiting. And so I decided that, oh, why don't I just talk, right? So the honest truth about why I have been like away from the podcasting scene for quite some time is because I was going through some stuff last year, so I wasn't really consistent with podcasting. And then the thing is that once you're not so consistent, you lose listeners. It's kind of like YouTube where you don't post for 2 years and then you lose your viewers. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so tired. But yeah, it's kind of like YouTube. And so my number of listens dropped like really, really drastically. And I've been trying to like overlook it because, you know, people say don't look at the number of people, even if it's two people, as long as you have impact on their lives and stuff like that. But it's not easy. I'll tell you firsthand, it's not easy at all to just like overlook and just act like I don't care whether people listen or not, because I put in like a lot into my podcast. It might not look like it from wherever you're seeing it from. I'm going to try not to whisper. So yeah, it might not look like it, but I put like so much, and then to now not see people listen. I think I mentioned it before that I'm publicity shy. So, and then I realized that like a lot of, when I post it, when I say, oh, please help me share, some people share and don't listen, which I don't blame them. You cannot force anybody to do what they don't want to do, right? Everybody like is independent of their own choices. But me, I'm just saying that I wasn't having the ginger anymore because, okay, why isn't anybody listening to me? But July has been very overwhelming for me. Like, and then as much as this podcast is like, as much as I want people to listen to me, it's also like my personal journal, like my development, like my growth. It's like I'm documenting my experiences here. So I think that that's what I want to focus on moving forward. This particular episode that I'm recording now, I'm not going to post the link. I'm not going to share. I'm not going to say, please listen. If anybody finds the episode and listens to the episode, then that's Gucci. But otherwise, I'm not going to stress myself because this is just me, you know, journaling and documenting. So I said July was like really, I'm talking about July in past tense because I will not wish July 2022 on my enemy, I promise. Although it's not like, it wasn't like an entirely bad experience, Sha. But, and it also taught me like a lot of lessons. I'm like very grateful for that. But okay. Where am I going to start from now? So early in July, I lost my friend. And I don't want to dwell like so much on that because I'm just like, I don't know how I stopped crying, to be honest. Maybe I just am forever in denial. Like, I just don't want to act like touch that part of the memory. I just don't want to act like as if there's anything bad happening. Like, in my head, I'm just in one fancy place where nobody dies, right? And then I think a week after then, on Sunday, on a chill Sunday, I lost my classmates. And then the next Sunday, every Sunday type of thing, right? And then the next Sunday, I lost somebody from my faculty. She's like a very nice person, and so we're like really, really close friends, but she was always like reaching out to me and all of those stuff. And because of the first loss that I experienced like earlier in July, I've just been numb like to anything. Like since my friend died, I haven't cried. I've just been numb. And then like towards after my friend died, I noticed like a certain type of thing. This isn't like related to my friend or anything, and I don't want to give in too much. I don't want to give out too much details about this, but all I can just say is that I feel like now I am getting into the world. I feel like ever since like my, by the way, my birthday is next month. I'm happy about that. That's like something that's like keeping me excited, you know, fact that my birthday is coming. But yeah, as I was saying, it's I feel like for the past like few years of my life, like growing up and everything, I don't know how, but I've been like shielded from the world and like the entire wickedness of the world and the harshness of the world and like the harshness of the people in the world. And it's crazy because like I went to boarding school and I felt like I have experienced all types of people in that place. And then to come outside and see that there's like an entirely different world, like aside the one I know, like the world is wicked. My voice is weak because I've been, why is my voice cracked, Sif? I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I've been shouting and singing since morning. That's where my voice is cracked. But like, you know, when you are, you like see things from this point of view, like, oh, everybody's just chill and everybody's good. And so in your heart, there's just forever good energy and good vibes. And like, you're just constantly emitting good vibes to people. And then you turn around, like something just like opens your eyes. Like, I think it's just God. And then you just see that things, like everything is not what it seems. And that you're just like maybe the central clown. Like you're the central idiot in everything. That's legit how I felt these past weeks. Like after my friend died. This isn't related to my friend, like I said earlier. This is like another issue. And then I've not been able to like bottle up like everything totally because I'm just still very overwhelmed. I'm very overwhelmed, and this like entire situation is okay. Fine, I told my mommy like about it because I know I still say mommy till forever and ever. I'll forever say mommy, but like I told my mommy about this thing, yeah, when I like got home yesterday, and like I hadn't like been wanting to tell her about it since like previous weeks because I was like, okay, maybe I'm just over exaggerating. That's one thing about me. Anytime I notice a kind of like off vibe, or I feel like somebody's attitude has changed towards me, I'll just say, Laura, maybe it's all in your head. Or I'll just say, Laura, what did you do to this person? I always check myself. I swear, if I like get angry at somebody, in my own quiet moment, I'll sit down and say, what did I do? And I'll even come home and judge it for like people around and say, how far reason this matter? Do you think I offended this person? Do you understand? That's my kind of person. And so I've just like been keeping it from her. But when I got home, I just like opened up to her. And she's just like just chill and stuff. And I was just like trying to remove from my mind. But I thought about it like all night. I barely slept. And then today, I'm sorry that I'm being so vague, but it's something that I'm still trying to piece together. You know that I like to talk, and I'll definitely have shared details if I have successfully pieced this together, but I haven't, and so that's why I'm just like talking from a very vague perspective. I just really want to get this off of my chest. I'm overwhelmed. When I opened up to her, then she was like, oh, I should chill. And I barely slept like up until this morning. And then I notice that at random times in the day, I'll just like think about this thing. It's just, and I'm opening up to her. I'm like, she's like, oh, why are you so bothered about this thing? Like my mom, right? And I'm like, it's because it's like, you know, when people have culture shock, I'm having people shock because I'm a child. I promise. Like, for me to not know that this is how like people can be and this is how situations can turn out to be, it means I'm just asking myself, like, where have I been all these years? Like, I feel like I've been surrounded with so much like love, and like for me to not see that this is like how the world is and this is how like the people in the world are, I don't know, it's just crazy. Like, and I told her, I'm having people shock because I just still cannot believe this is not something that me myself would do. And so to see that it is being done to me is weird. This is weird. And I just another reason why I'm worried about this situation is because I feel like it's going to like mess with my trust, like, for life. Because I'm a kind of person that, like I said, this is my journal. I'm not like here to advise anybody. I promise you, I'm not here to give you aspire to perspire. I just want to say what's on my mind, and I'm not going to share this. If anybody comes across this, then that's fine. And if you also feel like you got something from me, then that's also fine. So yeah, I feel like it's going to mess with my trust, because people, like I said, and situations are not what they seem anymore. And I place like so much trust in people. Although low-key, whenever I place that trust, I'm just in my head, I'm just like, be prepared for whenever this person will flop, right? But when I see that there's no flop, I go like 100% with my trust. Like, I can meet somebody today, and if I'm chill with the person's energy, tomorrow somebody can come and tell me that this person did this, and I'll say it's a lie. This person cannot. That's how I am. I'm like very defensive about the people that I trust and that I love. I'm so defensive about them. And like, what brought me here? What brought me to this point? I don't even know what brought me to this point. I'm trying to like trace my steps back. What brought me here? Why am I talking about like trust? Okay, yes. And I said, like, since I placed that kind of trust in people, when something happens and that trust gets broken, it's like a pack of charades, right? One touch is going to have everything like falling out. And there's this particular situation or person that is constantly breaking my trust. Like, I don't even know how I still have any atom. This is not a romantic setting, but I don't know how I still have any atom of love for this person. Like, it's irritating me that I still have it somewhere in there. But obviously it's because I'm human, right? I mean, I cannot exactly blame myself for being human, for having feelings, right? Because this person constantly is like, I feel like such a fool, because it's like this person, every time I go, I place my trust in this person's hands. This person is, I can't even say is, like, my idol, but I would like to say was, truly, because I don't want to get too attached, because like this person is constantly using suya knife to cut my trust in pieces. It's like I say, oh, let me just overlook this particular area of your life. Like, let me just overlook this particular area of you that is a dirty mess, and let me just like focus on the area of your life that tries. And then you constantly keep dragging me into your mess. I feel like that's part of like what's going to break my trust. And then on why I say people are weird is that you can, I'm sorry, this might like not come off as news to like anybody, I swear, but it's like I'm having people shock. To you, you might have known these things. It's like me, I say don't trust anybody, but I just say based off of other people's experiences. I've never experienced anything like this before, I promise. Like, like you can literally eat in the same plate with a person every day for one entire month, and every month for one entire year, and they'll be harboring bad things in their mind about you. I'm like, when I say bad things, me, I get angry with people. I'm not saying like bad things about you angry, like something that you might not have even known about. They are just keeping it like in their mind. I'm not confrontational, but I feel like these people seem confrontational, and this is something that you could have easily just said. How far? I want to call you out on your BS. It's crazy that you pretend. No, I'm sick. I feel sick. It's crazy that I've been pretended to. That's why I say I feel like the central clown in everything, because it's crazy. No. Will I ever, like, heal? Nah, I'm not okay. Like, I feel like now, it might just seem like maybe I'm just overreacting because I'm not giving details or anything. But, yeah, it is what it is. I just, you know. No, I'm not crying. I have kata. Like, yeah, I have people shock right now. I'm experiencing people shock, and let's just see how it goes. When I was a lot younger, my mom used to always say, never put your trust in man because they can fail. Like man, like figuratively, like man and woman, but always put your trust in God, because God never fails. That's something that she always says, forever and ever. That's something that she always says. And I always say it too, but like I never like say it as deeply as she says it. Now I see like the angle that she's coming from, because she just doesn't trust nobody. I think that I understand now. I'm not just going to be throwing the word around carelessly. Now I understand like the meaning of the word. Like, don't trust, understand the meaning now. And moving on, I'm going to just be very careful. And I'm also, it's not like you can see what's in people's mind. So now I'm like, am I supposed to go on be my carefree self, or am I supposed to just like lock up and just like build this entire wall like around me and just stop trusting and just stop caring and just, you know, triggered? It's like a decision that I have to make on my own. I can't let other people suffer for people's like mistakes or actions, intentional actions. It's just, you know, like I sometimes, like since this thing happened, I just sit down and I just have this eureka moment, like, oh, so that is why this was this. Oh, so that's why this was this. Oh, so that's why that was that. And I didn't even know. And I was just there like a fool. And you know, I feel like I have sense, because I put two and two together and I have such a detective spirit, like, right, my friend and I. But then this thing has happened, and it just makes me like I've been suspecting, like, but not entirely. I guess that's just all I have to say. Nothing more. If you decided to come and listen to my journaling, God bless you. I will try to put out, I want to put out an episode like this one, but this month has just been shitty. I will try to put out content that is not journaling. But if I finally figure out how to navigate the thin line between trusting people and letting your guard up like 10 feet high, then I will also come and let you know. I guess that's just all I have to say. It's currently 3:26 and my system is back on, so I have to get back to work. If you listen to this episode, it means that you are probably, you have like notifications turned on, and I'm very grateful for that. It means that you cherish what I do, and automatically I cherish you too. Thank you very much, and I'll see you some other time. And I love you very much, and you mean a lot to me. I'm not saying this like as in like a BC. I mean it intentionally. I love you. Have a nice weekend.